Welcome to Lesson 7 of How to Understand the Qur'an series. We're still on our journey to understand the Qur'anic vocabulary by learning the most frequently used words in the Holy Qur'an. Make sure you check out the previous lessons to catch up with the progress we've made so far. And today's lesson is about the most frequently used words that are connected to deeds. So let's get started. And the first word is عمل, and the plural is أعمال, and they both mean deeds or actions. Next is the word حسنة, and the plural is حسنات, and it means good deed and good deeds, or good and whatever is positive. And the opposite is سيئة, and it means misdeed or bad and whatever is negative. And the plural is سيئات, and it means misdeeds or evils. Next is خير, and خير means good. And the opposite is شر, and شر means evil or bad. Next is the word إثم. إثم means a sin. Another word with the same meaning, ذنب, and ذنب means a sin as well. And the plural is ذنوب, and ذنوب means sins. Next is the word جناح. جناح means a sin or a blame. Next is the word حرام, and حرام means unlawful or forbidden. And the opposite is حلال, and حلال means permissible or lawful. Next is حديث, and حديث means speech or discourse. Next is the word طيب, and طيب means a good thing. And the plural is طيبات, and طيبات means good things. Next is أجر, and أجر means reward. And the plural is أجور. أجور means rewards or recompense. Now let's have a deeper look at these words in the context of the Holy Qur'an. And we start from the beginning with the two words عمل and أعمال. Now it might be clear for you that عمل is singular and أعمال is plural. However, both of these words are used with the same meaning, and that is the plural form of deeds and actions. And we see them used in these examples. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُصْلِحُ عَمَلَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Another example.
وَلَهُمْ أَعْمَالٌ مِّن دُونِ ذَلِكَ هُمْ لَهَا عَامِلُونَ.
Next is حسنة, and the plural is حسنات, and it means good deed and good deeds. And we see them used in these examples.
ما أصابك من حسنة فمن الله وما أصابك من سيئة فمن نفسك إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ.
Next is سيئة. And سيئة means misdeed or bad and whatever is negative. Like in this example.
ما أصابك من حسنة فمن الله وما أصابك من سيئة فمن نفسك.
And the plural of سيئة is سيئات, and it means misdeeds or evils. And we see it used in this example.
وَبَلَوْنَاهُمْ بِالْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ.
Next is the word خَيْر, and خَيْر means good. And we see it used in this example.
رَبِّ إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ.
Notice that the word خَيْر could be used in Arabic as a comparative form as well. In other words, it could also mean the word better, like in this example.
قال أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين.
And the opposite of خير is شر, and it means evil or bad. And just like خير, شر could also be used as a comparative form and superlative form as well. So it would mean worse and worst. Like in this example.
إِنَّ شَرَّ الدَّوَابِّ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الصُّمُّ الْبُكْمُ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ.
And the following word is ithm, and it also means sin, like in this example.
فَمَن تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ.
Another word with the meaning of sin is the word ذَنب. And we see that the word ذَنب has a symbol of meme on top of the noon. And the reason for this is that noon is followed by ba. I would call this phenomenon iqlab. And if you want to learn more about iqlab and how it works in a word, you can check out this video if you want to learn more about this topic. And ذنب means sin, and it is used in this example.
غافر الذنب وقابل التوب شديد العقاب ذي طول.
And the plural of ذنب is ذنوب, and it means sins, like in this example.
ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار.
Next is the word جناح, and it means sin and also a blame, like in this example.
ومن ابتغيت ممن عزلت فلا جناح عليك ليس عليكم جناح أن تبتغوا فضلا من ربكم.
Next is the word حرام, which means unlawful or forbidden. And we see it used in this example.
ولا تقولوا لما تصف ألسنتكم الكذب هذا حلال وهذا حرام.
It is also very often used to describe the sacred mosque in Mecca in the word المسجد الحرام. And we see it used with this meaning in this example.
ومن حيث خرجت فولي وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام.
Next is the opposite, and that is halal, which means lawful and permissible, like in this example.
كُلُوا مِمَّا فِي الْأَرْضِ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ.
Next is hadith, and it means speech or discourse, like in this example.
فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا.
Next is طيب, and it means a good thing, like in this example.
أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ.
And the plural is طيبات, and it means good things, like in this example.
كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ.
Next is أجر, and it means reward, and we see it used in this example.
لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا مِنْهُمْ وَاتَّقَوْا أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ.
And the plural is أجور, and it means rewards or recompense, and we see it used in this example.
وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ.
And finally, don't forget to check out the description for the PDF file of this lesson and also the PDF for the printable version of the same lesson if you want to print it out. And if you want to learn the word list quicker and more effectively, you can also check out the link in the description for the memorized list for the list of this lesson and also other previous lessons. Thanks for watching. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And don't forget to subscribe to my channel if you want to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in lesson 8.